Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Hello and welcome to Money Mastery. My name is Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows or to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Today, we're digging into a topic that's core to everyone's financial confidence, retirement planning. Now, retirement can feel like a distant idea for some and source of stress for others. But the truth is this, we believe a solid retirement plan isn't just about saving money. It's about working towards making sure the life you envision later on actually becomes your reality. And helping us break down the importance of retirement planning today is my friend and co-host, Jacqueline.
Well, happy to be here as always, Amanda. And I love that this week, you know, we're building off an article that breaks retirement planning down into something really practical. You know, it's not just big ideas. It's a framework that you can actually use in your life.
That's right. The piece we're focusing on today is from a Kiplinger article that headlined The Five Pillars of Retirement Planning from a Financial Planner. And it highlights the key areas you want to have covered so you're just not hoping things work out, but strategically planning for the retirement you want.
Well, five pillars. That sounds like we're building a financial fortress or a house or something like that, but I like it. So this is more than just telling listeners to start saving. It's about covering all the bases so that people can work towards living the retirement that they picture instead of just wondering if they'll run out of money, right?
Yep. And that's the heart of our conversation, from taxes and investments to income planning, healthcare considerations, and even legacy planning. When you think of retirement like a house, these five pillars are the foundation that keeps everything stable.
And we'll take each of these one at a time so listeners can walk away with real steps they can take and not just ideas. I'm excited to get into it, Amanda.
Me too. So let's start with the first pillar, which is tax planning and why it matters so much as you build towards retirement. Taxes, in my experience, are one of the most overlooked and potentially most expensive parts of retirement planning. For many retirees, taxes end up being one of the single largest expenses. And that's especially true for people who did a great job saving over the years in tax-deferred accounts like 401ks and traditional IRAs.
That always surprises people. You know, they think I've saved well, I've done the right things, and then they don't realize how much of that money still hasn't been taxed yet.
That's correct. So those accounts are incredibly helpful while working. And once you've retired and start taking withdrawals, the tax picture can change very quickly. And yet, for how big of the impact taxes can actually have, they're often not talked about nearly as enough in retirement conversations as you should.
Why do you think that is, Amanda? I mean, if it's such a major expense, you'd expect it to be front and center.
I think part of it is that taxes feel very complicated. And part of it is that they are very personal because everyone's situation is different. But this is an area our firm takes very serious because we believe thoughtful tax planning can make a big difference. In many cases, simply being more tax aware and understanding how the tax code applies to your situation can potentially have better results in tax savings over the course of retirement. That's money you get to keep and use instead of sending it out the front door.
I like the sound of that. So this isn't about doing anything extreme or complicated. It's truly about being intentional.
That's exactly right. It's about planning ahead, understanding where your retirement income will come from, and knowing how different sources of income may be taxed. The goal isn't to eliminate taxes because that's unrealistic. The goal is to minimize unnecessary surprises.
All right, Amanda. So for someone listening right now, what's the right question to ask themselves when it comes to taxes in retirement?
A good place is to start. It's very simple. Have I thought about how taxes will affect my retirement income, not just this year, but over time? From there, we can start talking about what steps might help to ensure taxes are planned for appropriately. So when we talk about tax planning, the goal really doesn't come down to one simple idea. Working to minimize the amount you pay in taxes over your lifetime, that's it. That's the objective here.
Well, that sounds pretty simple, but I'm guessing the how is where things can get complicated.
You got it. The way you do that is just by understanding the opportunities available to you. The tax code is full of them, but most people aren't aware of what applies in their situation. That's why this area takes intentional planning. We regularly review a wide range of tax saving strategies with our clients, not because everyone should use all of them, but because knowing what's on the table helps you make appropriate decisions.
So this isn't a one-size-fits-all checklist. It's more about finding the right combination.
Correct. And one place where that really shows up is tax preparation itself. Your retirement planning team should include your chosen tax preparer. That's real value in having someone who specializes in tax planning review your return alongside of your personal filing. That collaboration often helps identify things that might otherwise be overlooked over time.
Well, that makes sense, having more than one set of trained eyes on it.
I agree. Another major tax issue retirees need to plan for is the RMDs, required minimum distribution. This is one of those areas where, yes, the government actually forces you to act. Once RMDs begin, you're required to take out tax-deferred accounts like IRAs, 401ks, and for other people with large balances, or let's just say $1 million or more, those withdrawals can significantly increase taxable income.
And that can create a domino effect.
It can. Higher income can push you into a higher tax bracket, make more of your Social Security taxable, and even increase Medicare premiums. That's why planning for RMDs earlier, not later, can be so important here.
So Amanda, what about Roth conversions? I mean, that's something that people can hear a lot about.
They do, and for good reason. A Roth conversion is simply moving money from a tax-deferred account into a tax-free account, a Roth IRA. It can be used a useful strategy, but it requires careful planning. You want to be sure you're doing it in a right way that makes sense for your tax strategy and doesn't trigger unnecessary taxes or penalties. This is definitely not do it in a blindly strategy.
And charitable giving can also play a role here too. Is that correct?
Absolutely. If charitable giving is part of your values, it's important not to leave potential tax benefits on the table. So depending on your age, strategy like qualified charitable distributions or donor advised funds may be worth exploring.
This all sounds like a lot to keep track of, Amanda.
It can be, which is why tax planning relies on more than just one institution. It requires the right software, reports, analysis tools to model different scenarios before decisions are actually made. So some financial services professionals use tools to run multiple analysis so clients can see how different choices might impact their taxes over time, not just this year.
So the big takeaway here is that tax planning isn't about reacting. It's about being proactive.
Indeed. So when taxes are planned for thoughtfully, they become a manageable part of retirement, not an unpleasant surprise. Let's move on to the next pillar here, investment planning. And the main question we ask people who are in or close to retirement is a simple one. Are you taking on more risk than you actually need?
And I'm guessing the answer is often yes.
Most of the time it is. So retirement is a different phase of life. You are no longer have decades to recover from a major market downturn. So we think the way risk shows up in your portfolio needs to be changed.
So it's not about swinging for the fences anymore, Amanda.
Precisely. At this stage, it's about protecting what you've worked so hard to build while still allowing for that reasonable growth. We often say you want to plan not just a collection of investments. You what you want to do is you've saved enough. You don't need a massive return. You need consistency. In retirement, it's often better to be the turtle than the hare.
Absolutely. Well, before we keep going with today's conversation, Amanda, can you let our listeners know how they can schedule a complimentary consultation with you?
Of course. Just give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. Scheduling a consultation only takes a few minutes, and we're always happy to work around your schedule.
Thanks, Amanda. And one of my biggest takeaways today so far is that slow and steady really does win the race.
It often does. So another important part of investment planning is being aware of fees. Many people are paying more than they realize through investment expenses.
And those fees can quietly eat into returns over time.
They do. Being mindful of things like expenses, ratios matters. We always look closely at what clients are paying and whether those costs are actually justified. So minimizing unnecessary fees can be one of the easiest ways to help improve long-term outcomes.
What about managing investments yourself versus working with a financial services professional?
That's an important consideration. Many individual investors tend to underperform over time, often because of emotional decisions. So working with someone who does this every day and who focuses on managing risk and staying disciplined can be an incredible valuable asset, especially during the volatility of the market. So next is income planning. When you retire, the paychecks stop, and now it's up to you to create your own.
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest mental shifts for retirees.
That really is. And it's also where one of the biggest fears come in, running out of money. People often ask, how do I turn what we've saved so hard for that can last the rest of my lifetime? And how do I do that while dealing with things like market swings, taxes, inflation, and longevity?
And that's a lot of moving parts to keep track of.
It is, which is why income planning has to be intentional. Social Security decisions are a big piece of this. When you claim, how is it taxed? How does this fit in with other income sources? And how can it be a meaningful decision?
So it's not just when you take it, it's how it fits into the bigger picture.
You nailed it. A complete Social Security analysis helps people understand their options and can avoid leaving money on the table. Another key factor is inflation. If you need $5,000 a month today, that same lifestyle could cost closer to $10,000 a month in 20 years. Your income plan needs to grow over time without putting you at risk of running out.
Well, and pensions for those who have them?
Pensions can be a great benefit, but they come with decisions. Things like tax implications, survivor options, and whether you take a lump sum all deserve careful considerations here.
And withdrawals matter too.
You got it. So which accounts you pull from, when and where can significantly impact your taxes. A thoughtful tax effective withdrawal strategy can help you keep more of what you've saved for. So healthcare planning is another major pillar here, especially as people live longer without necessarily being healthier.
Healthcare costs can be one of the biggest wild cards in retirement.
They can. So understanding Medicare Parts A, B, C, and D is crucial once you reach age 65. Choosing the right combination of coverage can help manage costs and avoid surprises.
And a long-term care is a big concern too.
Yes, and many people have seen family members go through it firsthand. The key takeaway here isn't fear, it's preparation. There are many ways to plan for the possibility of long-term care, but we believe the most important thing is having a plan at all.
And there are a lot of out-of-pocket expenses, even with coverage, Amanda.
Yes, healthier costs don't stop at premiums. Planning for those expenses while still allowing your money to grow is an important balancing act.
Yeah. What about people who retire before 65?
So early retirement adds another layer to this. So if you retire before Medicare eligibility, you might need private health insurance, which can also be very expensive. There are some income and tax considerations during those years that benefit from proactive planning. But the final pillar here is legacy planning, and purpose planning goes hand in hand with it all.
Yeah, and this is the area that people tend to avoid the most.
They do, even though it's incredibly important. Everyone over 18 should have basic documents in place, things like a will and powers of attorney. Trust may also make sense in certain situations.
And preparation goes beyond paperwork.
Yes, and preparing for widowhood is crucial. One spouse will likely pass first, and it's important that the surviving spouse knows where to turn and has things organized. Tax status change alone can significantly increase the survivor's tax burden.
And beneficiaries matter too.
Very much so. Legacy planning and tax planning are closely connected when it comes to transferring wealth efficiently.
You also talk a lot about purpose, Amanda.
Absolutely. So retirement isn't just about numbers. It's about what you want this phase of life to look like. Some people are excellent savers, but struggle to enjoy what they've built so hard for. Others are focused on leaving a legacy. So purpose planning helps align your money and what matters most to you.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. You know, taxes, investments, income, healthcare, and estate planning. I can imagine some listeners thinking, this all makes sense, but where do I start with this?
That's a real common reaction. So retirement planning involves a lot of moving pieces, and most people don't want or need to become experts in every single one of these areas. That's why working with a financial services professional can be very helpful.
So it's less about handing, you know, everything off and more about having a guide.
Yes, an experienced financial services professional helps you connect the dots instead of looking at taxes, investments, and income in isolation. They help you see all the decisions in one area and effectively make the most clear decision.
And I imagine it also helps people avoid feeling overwhelmed.
It really does. When someone works with a financial services professional, the process becomes more structured. They're not trying to solve everything at once. You're taking things step by step, prioritizing what matters first, and focusing on decisions that are relative to your specific situation.
Well, that personalization seems important because no two retirements look the same.
That's exactly right. Everyone's goals, resources, and concerns are very different. A financial services professional can help tailor strategies around things that look like, when do I take Social Security, how to generate income, how to manage taxes, or how to plan for healthcare costs within that content of your bigger picture.
And there's also something to be said for having someone who can challenge your assumptions a little.
For sure. One of the benefits of working with a financial services professional is having a second set of eyes. Sometimes that means confirming you're on the right track. Other times it means asking questions you might not think about asking or pointing out risks you didn't realize that were there.
And it's ongoing, not a one-time conversation.
That's an important point. So retirement planning isn't something you do once and forget about it. Life changes, tax rule change, markets change. Having an ongoing relationship means you plan, can evolve as your situation evolves.
Absolutely. And the takeaway here is working with a financial services professional isn't about having all the answers, Amanda. It's about having a process and a partner.
It's about having someone help you make informed decisions, stay focused on your goals, and help you feel more confident about the path you're on.
Absolutely. Well, we've had a terrific show today talking about the five pillars for retirement. Anything else before we say goodbye?
If you have any questions about retirement or your financial strategy, visit us at our website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715. We'd love to help you protect your savings and feel confident about the road ahead.
Well, thank you, Amanda, and thank you for another great episode. Listeners, thank you for joining us on another episode of Money Mastery with our host, Amanda Mangum.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715. 7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.